The President and Senator Kennedy participated in the official opening of the John F. Kennedy Library. Designed by architect I.M. Pei, the library sits on a point of land jutting into Boston Harbor. Mr. Carter spoke at the dedication, and Linda Wertheimer was there.
As the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra played the fanfare for the common man, the familiar figures filed onto the platform. Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis with her two children, John Kennedy Jr. and Caroline Kennedy. Lady Bird Johnson, the widow of President Lyndon Johnson. The three Kennedy sisters, Senator Edward Kennedy and his wife Joan, and Massachusetts dignitaries, the governor and the Speaker of the United States House, Tip O'Neill, and the former Speaker, John McCormick, both of Massachusetts. In the audience of around 6,000 were former Kennedy staff members, members of the president's cabinet, friends, familiar faces from the early 60s, now nearly 20 years older. And on the front rows, the Kennedy children, nieces and nephews of the president, grown up now. President Kennedy's oldest child, his daughter Carolyn, welcomed the distinguished visitors and told the crowd that she and her brother wanted to read something at the dedication that would express their father's life. They chose a poem by Stephen Spender, and John Kennedy Jr. read it. Here is a part.
The names of those who in their life fought for life, who wore at their heart the fire's center. Born of the sun, they traveled a short while towards the sun and left the vivid air signed with their honor. Thank you.
Most of the dedication today was devoted to remembering President Kennedy. Despite the presence on the platform of two contenders for the Democratic nomination, it was not a political event. However, there was one political speech from the son of Senator Robert Kennedy, whose papers and memorabilia are also displayed in the library. Stephen Smith, who is married to President Kennedy's sister Jean, officially gave the library to the federal government, which will run it. John Kennedy Jr. presented a gold key to President Carter to symbolize the gift. And President Carter, responding to what must have been a difficult situation, talked to the crowd of his memories of President Kennedy and gracefully turned the famous Kennedy humor back on the senior senator from Massachusetts.
I never met him. But I know that John Kennedy loved politics. He loved laughter, and when the two came together, he loved that best of all. For example, in a press conference in March 1962, when the ravages of being president were beginning to show on his face, he was asked this two-part question. Mr. President, your brother Ted said recently on television that after seeing the cares of office on you, he wasn't sure he would ever be interested in being president. And the questioner continued, I wonder if you could tell us whether, first, if you had it to do over again, you would work for the presidency, and second, whether you can recommend this job to others. The president replied, well, the answer to the first question is yes, and the second is no. I do not recommend it to others, at least for a while. As you can well see, President Kennedy's wit and also his wisdom is certainly as relevant today as it was then.
Senator Kennedy, when his turn came, thanked the people who had contributed to the library. In dedicating it, he said, we honor Jack and honor the best in ourselves.
The new frontier of which he dreamed touched deep and responsive chords in the America character. He could make lightning strike on the things he cared about. He was an irresistible force that made immovable objects move. He taught us to redeem the promise of health care for America's senior generation, to whom the nation owes so much of its present greatness. He taught us to control the atom, to end the threat of nuclear annihilation, so that we could leave our children a safer world.
Senator Kennedy said his brother's life was a voyage of discovery, a brief, unfinished journey. Those who were touched by him, Senator Kennedy said, were changed. After the ceremony, the crowds of people, many of whom knew and worked with President Kennedy, had a box lunch and an opportunity to look at the library and time to visit with old friends. More than one of them told me how surprised they were to see how much older the others were. I'm Linda Wertheimer in Boston.